doing it.
It's
not doing it. Here we go.
Powered by Riverside. Powered by Riverside FM.
Another episode Run and Tell That Podcast, and I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
I'm Ro.
And tonight we're just gonna have a regular conversation. We're gonna cover a few things. We got to dive into some sports and stuff like that. So how do y'all feel about Bronny being kicked out of the top, the 25? G-Man, you was bringing it up before the show, so.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, if I think about Bronny and Bryce, I think Bryce will probably be, he'll probably be more like his dad. I don't know if y'all remember, man. Michael Jordan had two sons, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We don't know if he had a third one. We don't know that. No, don't know that, but... Wink, wink. That's what they say. But his sons never ever played up to the potential like how Jordan did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, they gave Bronny a long leash. Long one. Yeah. If you think about it. But maybe point guard, maybe shooting guard is just his thing. I mean, some kids can follow in their daddy's footsteps and some can't, Bryce, I'm telling you, I've seen Bryce, his he might follow his dad, he might have the height, he might be 6'8" before we know it, but I don't know. I just think that Bronny just lacking a little. That just me now. And it's coming from a person who just only play high school basketball. You get what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, I think for me, they, like I said, they push too much on him, especially like with D-Wade's son. I think
which one?
Is it Zaire?
Which one, his son?
D-Wade? The one that he plays for the G League.
Oh, yeah, he played for the G League.
And they put all that hype into him, and then he didn't get drafted. So then who signs him, who picks him up? His dad, because he's a minority owner.
That's right.
In Utah. So it's like, they put too much on him, way too much on him. But yeah. I also feel like Stephen A. said the other day, LeBron got to take some of the responsibility of that.
Why?
I've been saying for like the last two seasons, I want to play with my son.
Yeah, but why should he take some of the responsibility off it? I mean, because he's LeBron James, he's a billionaire. He just went over 40,000 points as we talking right now, and all this stuff like that. So if he want to play with his son, if his son don't come out next year, he got one more year. LeBron got one more year. He's playing at the height of his career right now. But at the end of the day, I think it's just time for him to go bye-bye.
Think about it. At his age, even with him, you know what I'm saying? With the you got to think about the numbers he's putting up. He's doing better than most people that's in their so-called top 10.
That's right.
So, I mean, I would take, and I'm not, I mean, I'm a Jordan fan, but I'm not going to deny that LeBron is.
Don't you say the GOAT.
I'm just saying because I'm going to speak highly of LeBron, but I am a Jordan fan, and I feel like he can do two more years. Cool. But see, when Stephen Smith said that, it's because LeBron had made a comment telling the media, leave Bronny alone. I understand. But they've been doing this same thing every year as far as, you know, the who's going to be a lottery pick or, you know what I'm saying, when they do that ESPN thing or whatever. So why should it change this time?
Well, think about it too, man.
LeBron's only scoring 5 points.
So he put – I mean, nobody put the pressure on Bronny other than the media and his dad. You know what I'm saying? So – if you think about it, when he played at the high school and all that stuff like that, and he was averaging the points that he was averaging and all that stuff like that, and then when he went to USC, just think about it for a second. He had that cardiac, you know, that cardiac episode, you know what I'm saying? So if he didn't have that episode, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he probably would have been in that ESPN thing. I mean, I'm keeping a thousand, but
he was, and then they took him out.
Well, I mean, like, but I'm saying, like, if he didn't have that episode or that situation that happened, I'm telling you right now, he would have probably been still up in there. But right now, he's probably playing a little bit cautious because he don't know where he's standing at with that heart.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, I mean, he ain't pushing himself like how he was pushing himself before because he don't want to have another scare. So you can imagine not knowing that you have a problem right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then you go out and you play to your full potential. So let me tell you this. When I used to play basketball, man, shoot, I used to play the full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man, you couldn't tell me nothing. Even though I was 0-10, you couldn't tell me nothing. You can tell. But at the end of the day, I was more of a defense because I was a small forward. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I played my position well. I wasn't a shooting guard. I wasn't a point guard. You get me on that break if you want to. Hot dog.
Yeah, I ran track, but I didn't play basketball.
You ran track? Let me find out you ran a 4.44.
No, I did not. I was a distance runner.
You were the 200. 200, 400.
No, 600. 800 in the mile. 800 in the mile. That's what I ran. In Lancaster.
I thought you
was
were doing
the best. 100. No, I was not the best. I had one good meet. One good. It is a funny story. I was eating all type of cookies and stuff. Didn't really think nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? All I know is 800. They was like, everybody up for the 800. What the hell's going on? My stomach started hurting. Oh, shit. I was like, oh, man. Let me see if I can get to the locker room. Why they locked it. Couldn't get in there. And, Mom was there, and I walked up to the fence. I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it. She was like, what you mean? I had to go to the bathroom. She going to look at me and say, I guess it means your ass going to run a little bit faster, huh? That's not what I want to hear right now. You just doing me dirty right now. Man, I ain't going to lie to you. That was the fastest I ran for that damn 800. Yeah. I was like, it was like, because once the 800 is done, they open the locker room. So you can go in.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I went through that damn line and went straight.
Straight
to the bathroom.
I'll tell you this. When I ran track, man, look, let me tell you, I went out there for tryout. I ran around there. That coach was like, man, oh, man, you good. And guess what? I ran out. I ran right back out the door. I was done. I kept on running. I was like Forrest Gump.
I believe the worst meet we had, and this was crazy. We went to
you still running
Georgetown, and they track team was all black track team, and they had a dirt track, so that tells you, man, we got our ass whooped. Everybody lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that was the worst.
You said they had. You said they had dirt.
Yeah,
track?
We went against. Yeah, they had a dirt track in Georgetown.
Oh, Fred Flintstone.
All week, man. When I tell you, everybody, you know, track, you wore a tank top. You know what I'm saying? Jersey, whatever. Everybody's shit was dirty. Come to find out, we got beat by the JV team.
Oh, JV, my football, God.
JV basketball. We got our ass. Man, we ran so, man, we had to run those stadium steps. I think that was like, it was like for like an hour and a half. Hour and a half. Got beat by the JV.
Now, how many people were in your track team?
I want to say it was like between, like 30 people, I think.
30? And like how many of them you think had low intelligence?
All of us, because we really thought we were going to win that track meet until we got all that damn dust. Man, I was that mother going to run that. Man, hey, look, let me tell you something. I wasn't that good at 800, but I wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
That day, my black ass came in last. I had nothing but dust all on my damn face.
You should have came in first place, man, because how the way it sounds.
I could not run them black, them other ones.
Oh.
They was, you know what I'm saying? They were smaller than me. Like, they, like, on our distance team,
like Kenyans.
I was the only black guy on our distance team. So their distance team was all black.
Yeah.
Because one of them looked at me. He looked at me up and down, gave me the up and down. I said, oh, shit. This motherfucker going to be, I already know now he's going to be a beast.
Now,
and he was a beast.
You he said won. He looked you up and upside down.
Looked me up and down like, I said, oh, shit.
Not the fruity pebbles.
I don't like this at all. I don't like this. So after that, that's when we used to do Lancaster tours. They put us on the school bus. They said, we're gonna take y'all back to what it used to be like. What it used to be like. Yeah. Put us on the school bus. No more Lancaster tours for the rest of the season. So.
But you know, the fun part about it, like, if we think back about, like, what we used to do when we was younger, man, it was some fun time.
Mm-hmm.
It was some fun time doing, just doing what we do and having fun at doing it. You know, somebody told me, like, when I was younger, it was like, when you graduate or you get out of college, it's a real world out there. Well, guess what? It's really a real world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the fun part about it. Just thinking back about, like, memories and all that stuff like that and having it, like, embedded inside your mind, we can actually, like, relate to that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember I went out trying to join the wrestling team. And I don't know who that – I forgot the guy name, the little white guy that I was getting ready to wrestle against. I've probably been a buck 20 – five, but 45 or something like that. Man, I wrestled that joker. Shoot, man, guess what? I tapped out. Not in my sport there. Just like running. I ran around that track and I kept on running. I kept on running. I was the Forrest Gump. I kept on running. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some sports that are made for certain people. Basketball, football, I love. You know, track and wrestling and all that stuff like that, because I didn't want to learn the basic fundamental of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that with, like, Bronny James and all that stuff like that, his time might not be this year. But I'm telling you, once that scare part, like, go from him and all that stuff like that, I think that he'll be able to develop himself into the player that his parents and ESPN want him to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, so, but let's talk about, I was just thinking about something. I seen, and I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to read Gilbert Arenas. He said something the other day about, like, about Shaq going to a super team, wanted to be in a super team or something like that. You know, did you guys have an opportunity to read up on that?
I thought it was Charles Barkley.
I know. I think when he was talking about Barkley.
Well, he started off with Shaq. He started off with Shaq, talking about Shaq. But then he went to shout Charles Barkley because he was saying something about Charles Barkley and all-star game changes number to 23 and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go play at Portland and blah, 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 and all that stuff like that. You know, like I said, Gil had some good points and all that stuff like that, but
I mean,
who knows?
Who know? That, yep.
I don't know. Because I didn't know that. I knew didn't he eventually go to Portland, but it was when it was wasn't it him and Scottie Pippen or was
nah? That was with Houston. I thought it was Houston. That's when he got hurt.
That was at the Charles Barkley said. Yeah. They were old, so it was like there was no aspirations of a championship. He said they were old.
So I think he went to what? Did he go to Houston? I thought he went to Phoenix.
Yeah. Now
after he left Philly, he went to Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah, right. but then he did want to go to Portland first. I think that's what Gil was saying was Portland was number one on his list, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, it's either
Portland or Seattle. It was one of the two. Was number one on his list, and then
Portland was number one.
Okay, so it was Portland, and then they didn't do it, and then that's when it was Phoenix.
Yeah, I just think
that's the thing. I don't think even if he went to Portland, and you can put him with Clyde Drexler and Kevin, I don't think they would have won because. That's why Drexler didn't like Charles Barkley when he came to Houston because he said he tried to take over the locker room. And everybody knows that was Olajuwon's team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he would have. You know what I'm saying?
But I wonder who they would have gave up to get him, though.
Terry Porter. Possibly. Kevin Duckworth.
No. And
I
might be seeing this wrong. Now, ain't Terry Porter used to drink in the locker room?
Ooh, I don't know.
Probably. All right. Well,
you gotta think about it. When Jordan played, they was tooting. You know what I mean? Powder exchange going on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, I probably need to go ahead and do some research on that because I don't want to be like some people and say the wrong misinformation about people. You know what I'm saying? So so we're gonna strike that off of me. At least I can admit to it if I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
But I seen Patrick Beverly the other day. He had some. He had something that he was drinking in the cup.
He popped.
you get what I'm saying?
Oh, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was known. Yeah. I think he does that at most of the press conferences after game or whatever.
Yeah.
He opened one. But real quick, got to do a thing for Riverside.
Powered by Riverside FM.
Something happened. I got to do it again.
Powered by Riverside FM.
All right.
And then how y'all feel about that I think y'all in the baseball that the guy for
I like watching the World Series.
Huh? I watched my son play when he was in high school and that's as far as I took it.
Yeah. So like basketball, football and all that stuff like that and then the thing about it, a feed came across my phone today that said something to the fact of it being that the Patriots had $101 million cap. I was like, what the freak? $100 million in cap space?
Hey, look, Bill won't spend no money.
Yeah. Who?
I said Bill won't spend no money.
So it's my Bill Belichick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's my Patriots,
right? Yeah, because I mean, people came there for the
Patriot way.
For the Patriot way. Patriot way. That's why Tom Brady was never the highest paid quarterback when he should have been. Because he was like, instead of giving me all that money, why don't you go ahead and get a Rodney Harrison? Why don't you go ahead and get this, a Randy Moss? Go ahead and get this player. Get this player. So, I mean, but what they say about the Patriot way, it yielded six championships, right?
Yeah.
Seven total, but one was Tampa Bay. So, yeah, six championships.
So. Well, I bet you any money Belichick should feel kind of bad because he left that team. Oh, they just cut it a guy. So he left that team with over $90 million, right? So now you got somebody else who's a head coach and they want to win right now. The owner want to win right now. They're going to spend that money like crazy. They're going to have some talent in there. They're probably going to be pretty good next year. You know what I mean?
But they're going to have to do away with the Patriot way at this point.
Yeah, it's no more Patriot way.
There's no more Patriot way.
And then
the only way they're gonna win the Super Bowl is Tom Brady come back.
Shoot, he ain't coming back. He got he ain't coming back. You know why he ain't coming back?
Quarterback they have now.
You know why he ain't coming back?
They can win the Super Bowl with that quarterback.
You know why Tom Brady ain't coming back? Want me to tell you why?
Why?
Because of this guy right here that dating his wife.
Well, he was dating somebody too. He was dating somebody too.
The juso, what you call it? Juju? The juju instructor. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when he dating he was dating a supermodel. I think they broke up, but he was.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, man.
Close. I'm gonna do AB like that.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, they might make a playoff run. I give them that. I give them a playoff run. I don't see a Super Bowl not within the next
couple of years. Shoot, not next year. I tell you what, if Tom Brady come back to that team, he got to remember his wife just spent $9 million, and guess who had a sleepover on Friday night? She did, and guess who was.
You stupid.
You know, and the thing about the Patriots that they've been bad for the last couple of years, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for them and all that stuff like that, they need a quarterback. They need somebody that's going to be like more reliable. Mm-hmm. The defense, man, they come and show. I mean, when I say come and they show out sometime and they it depends who they got, but I'm telling you right now, if they get a good quarterback and some good wide receivers and all that stuff like that, they should be all right. They might as well just go ahead and call Cam Newton back because he around here trying to throw people and tackle people and all that stuff. Let me
quote something. Hey, I'm going to ask y'all about that. How y'all felt about that situation? Because they really thought that they were going to take him down. Like, they really thought.
The crazy part about it was the hat didn't move. That was the wild part.
Man, I'm telling you something.
That hat stayed in place.
Hat didn't move. His hat didn't move, and then his pants didn't move neither. Them dang on pants were so dang on stick to him. I was like, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of them with one headlock had the other one. And then I was like, the hat was going one day. I said, man, let me find out Cam Newton just throwing people around. And you got to be careful.
I saw the one that tried to throw the punch, and Cam looked at him.
Yeah.
He was trying to get to him. But it was like he hit him, but he was unfazed by it. He wasn't even fazed by it.
Like, that's the best you can do.
Like, that's all you got.
So I said, so Cam going to be out of it. I think they should get which call. And what's his name? That's free agent. Should bring him back, Jacoby Brissett.
I think at this point you just rebuild everything. You just rebuild.
That's right.
Rebuild. Get go through the draft.
What are we gonna do?
Because you got to think about it. Go with the success that you have because everybody's gonna be banking on getting Caleb Williams and all of that. But when they got Tom Brady, Tom Brady was in the sixth round. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I agree with that. I agree 1,000% with what you're saying there. I mean, like, if they got that kind of money, man, they might as well just go hard in the paint. They might as well just go hard in the paint. And, you know, if they go hard in the paint, they ain't got to worry about no cotton candies and, I mean, they ain't got to worry about,
don't forget candy apples.
Candy apples and all that stuff like that. So, I mean, they, because, you know,
crossing the line. Yeah. Y'all crossing the line, talking about them damn lollipop chains. You're crossing the line.
We ain't crossing no lines. We know another person that crossed the line or two. So that's what I'm saying.
And we know that they, they sell like thousands and thousands of cotton candies and apple crunch candy and all that stuff like that, because they got different kind. Now the Patriots win. I'm telling you, I got a question right quick. So how you guys feel about like they said that the NBA, not the NBA, but the NBA, they were saying something to the fact that Jason Tatum, when his contract up, he's gonna be making more money than Jaylen Brown. A couple millions and all that stuff like that. And the thing about it is that Jaylen Brown already making $300 million.
Yeah.
So you're going to have two players on your team that's like almost at $1 billion, almost half the way to $1 billion. That's crazy.
Well, that's what happens when you have two superstars, and that's what you have. It's not like you had back in the day where you have a superstar, but you had strong role players.
Yeah.
Now most teams, they have two up to three. Some, it's like really four. So it's like, I mean, you look at Golden State. They, you know what I'm saying? They was like, they need to trade Draymond. They need to trade Klay Thompson.
Klay.
Yeah, they need to trade Steph to send him somewhere to where he might have a chance to win another championship.
They ain't going to trade Steph.
No, because Steph, at some point, he wants to finish his career in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that's what that is. But
I think his next contract that he's going to sign, he probably going to sign with Charlotte, because they probably going to have some money. You know what I mean?
The only way he leave, unless they trade anybody from that, like, well, they the only three left.
That's right.
From the remaining team. So if they don't sign Klay, this is his contract season.
Yeah, they ain't going to sign Klay.
I do not see Steph. Steph is going to play out the remainder of his contract, and that's going to be it.
But you know what's so funny about it is that something came across my feed again, and it says that Steph Curry's wife expecting baby number 4. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's like some exciting news and all that stuff like that for the Curry family and all that stuff like that. But to have him back in Charlotte at the age of what, he 35 or 34 right now and all this stuff like that. Yeah. By the time his contract over, man, he'll be like 36. I mean, somebody gonna take a chance on him and pay him that high dollar amount and all that stuff like that. Cause he still can shoot. He can shoot, man. I seen that joke the other day. I was like, man, that shoot, to be 6'3", he's shooting out of the gym. You know what I'm saying? He's still shooting out of the gym, you know, all them threes and all that stuff like that. So, I mean, it'd be nice for us to have him.
If it was me, if they don't make a run, which I don't think they're going to win championship this year, but if they don't make a run, then at this point, you gotta trade Steph. And I always say because of what you can get back. You might not get those, you know what I'm saying, like a Jason Tatum or something like that, but you get draft picks. Do what you did before. You built within the draft, and then you brought in free agency.
That's right.
So you had agent players to come in. So at that point, you got to start over. You got to do what's best for, at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for Steph.
That's right.
Because if you lose them, you get nothing.
Nothing at all. So they might have to, do a sign and trade. You know, sign him up. I mean, I know somebody who like to sign people up. He be calling all these different kind of folks and say, "Hey, blah blah blah. Hey, you want to buy some real bit tired?"
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
that's who they need, and they negotiate.
That's not hard work, fellas. That's not hard work, fellas.
Arkansas and Louisiana and all these places.
His hands be going like this.
Just that clacking.
No.
First time as soon as he get on the phone. This is Rolando Taylor, First Class Wheels. What can I do for you? You know what I'm saying? That, and next thing you know, he done signed him up.
He done signed him up.
Help me help you help me help you.
He said, it's, man,
it's the product. It's not me.
It's the product.
You in the product.
Yeah, it's the product. Got nothing to do with me.
It's you in the product.
No.
Because if it was the product, then the other guy that was there
wouldn't have had the two that he had. Oh, he had more than two. Don't do that.
He was supposed to call 15, but he only pulled two. And that's because you told him how to do it.
I ain't tell a man nothing.
Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't.
You told a man how to format those emails, and he went scurrying over there and
got
those two.
I did no such a thing.
Yeah, he did.
Don't be telling that.
Yeah. I will say this though.
Yeah.
You are a great coworker because when me and G Man tried to tell you that man had jumped ship, you said he'll be back.
Yeah.
He's coming back. Come on. Didn't you not say that? You was holding out hope.
Yeah.
I thought he was.
I thought he was. I didn't know.
That man said his girlfriend got hit by a car on New Year's and died. Come to find out.
Nobody said she didn't see it by no car.
She was alive.
Look.
That man pulled that, what was that movie? With a cop, he had called his wife. We call it, you know, and the kids answered.
Oh,
he called your boss and said, "Hey, look,
Richie,
I ain't never coming back. Stay breezy."
Don't do that, man, like that. Hey, he could have been going through some stuff. I don't know.
He had the worst string of bad luck.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You had COVID, he had COVID.
Hey.
He was supposed to come back. His girlfriend got hit by a car.
She
in New York.
Get hit by a car. Car she was in got hit.
Oh, I thought you said she got hit by a car.
No.
Well, she didn't get hit by a car. She was in a car. They got hit by a car.
Yeah. So, that makes sense right there.
But all actuality,
the car hit her.
She alive, thank. Hey, look.
She alive, thankfully. Yeah. She's alive.
Thank the Lord up above.
Did he ever
come back for his stuff?
Yeah, no. That's what I was going to ask.
No, it's still in his desk.
You know what it was? That girlfriend broke up with him.
Mm.
And he, you know what I'm saying?
He said he was done with her. She's dead to him.
He said, fuck her that damn laptop and left that shit at your job.
Yeah.
I don't know. You never know. He could have broke up with her.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I break up with somebody, I'm at least take the laptop home with me.
It wasn't the laptop. It was a monitor. I found out it was a monitor.
It doesn't matter. I thought it would sound better by knowing that it's the monitor.
Yeah, it'd ease the blow because it's a monitor instead of a whole ass laptop.
There you go again. You are the best coworker I've ever seen. The ship is sinking, and you gonna keep like, and the band played on. You still like, this man is a good dude. You know what I'm saying?
He is a good dude. I ain't got no issue with him.
He just wasn't a good worker.
He
every time you were, Every time you would walk by and you hear this. Okay. I can, you see that? I didn't type one thing, but it sounded like I had a whole paragraph. That man was filling out, like Greg said, like G-Man said, that man was filling out applications. He got a whole job.
Well, I own this
that man worked. He did his 90 days and said, I ain't never going back to this shit.
He said, man, this is too much for me, man. He said, I got to call these people and tell them that.
And then he was jealous.
I have to do cold calls and all that stuff like that. And then I got this other guy who started a couple weeks before me, the same time I started. He got 50-something people and I only got two.
He didn't have.
And then every time. Every time I walk by his office, him and the damn boss in there just kiki and a caca, and nobody brought me to the damn party. Why I can't talk to y'all? That man got mad, and he found out that role was getting a little bit more. On
a little bit.
I wasn't getting. It was the same percentage.
He found out that
you're saying that like he gonna watch this.
I don't know.
He found out that
everybody's good people, man.
that man saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, he
that's why he asked you what he asked you.
And you know the funniest thing, he found out that one week my man came in a Cutlass, next thing you know, he coming in a Benz, walking in there like he got book back laptop, new phone, and all that stuff like that. He got 52 people. You got two.
Man, 10.
How you getting all those people? Hey man, it's about how you format your emails and stuff like that, and make sure you reach out to this person and this person.
I'm just
he gave me some good advice on the ending of my email that I would use I use to this day.
But why he only had two?
Why he help him out?
He had 10. Why you keep saying two? It was a collab. It was a team effort.
Okay.
So why you had triple the numbers he had then?
So what you been doing?
I started before him, huh?
What you been doing? I mean, like you should actually you should have been telling him what he was doing wrong, but all of a sudden, how you can have 50 something, this man got two, and he's sitting up there.
You keep saying 10, but when you went back to do those calls on those 10, come find out that 10 was 3.
It wasn't 3. Because
he didn't call the other 7 back. They'd be like, hey, you know, give me your list on your selection, what you got or whatever. Well, all right, I call you back. That motherfucker said, click. Look, I don't need this shit.
Look. Hey, look, Gerard, my man said he was pulling up there, coming to work on time. He said, here come Ro. Ro came there early now, driving the new vehicle and all that stuff like that.
Exactly.
He had a whole new book bag and new laptop and two phones and all that stuff.
Same
like
laptop.
That.
It was one phone.
iPads.
They had a chain.
Two right iPads.
Dan had a chain on his neck. Said, I sell a tire, you know.
Mess around. Nah, what it was also, he was like, hey man, what you do this weekend, man? You know what? Got another tattoo. You know, I'm into tattoos. Oh, what you got? Pull his sleeve up. I am the tire whisperer, bitch. I got like 60 goddamn people. Oh man.
I'm not fooling with y'all. It's a good man.
You say what?
It's a good dude. I'm not fooling with y'all. It's a good dude.
We know he a good dude.
I'm not gonna say, I'm gonna stop saying, you know, he probably is.
Yeah, he probably had his number, man. I mean, the only sad part about it is that I was looking on the internet to see if something happened to his, you know, his girlfriend, and nothing was there.
Because she didn't get hit by a car, or her car got hit by a car.
She was with friends in their car, I think.
Let me tell you something.
Lack of intelligence.
And I mean,
I think
exactly.
Y'all know I don't get in people's business.
Those stringer lies sound like someone else we know.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Crossing the line, kid. You're crossing the line.
I'm just saying.
You need to tiptoe that back.
I ain't tiptoeing nothing back.
Like an etch a sketch. You need you to go. Figure that out.
At this point, that nigga gonna lie regardless of what we do.
You clear that out.
The only difference between us and him is, first of all, we you know what I'm saying? We don't lack intelligence. You know what I mean? We got the truth with us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just one of them things. I mean, I was supposed to get my 15 minutes.
Oh, my bad.
But I'm not going to take my 15
minutes. Oh, you go ahead.
I'm going to take a couple minutes. But there was something that was said last week. Mm-hmm. I ran up on something where I was called a simp. My wife was called a simp, and that she's a one, he's a four. I call bullshit, but what I'm gonna say is, he gave his definition of a simp, so I'm gonna give mine. My definition of a simp is somebody who knowingly spends $40,000 on a farm that was never going to be his. And he can go on stereo, he can go on TikTok, he can go on Facebook and say, well, I have my name in the wrong spaces. Your name was never on it. And from what I was told, her parents put her name on there, and only thing you got was a dog named after you. And then you are so stupid, lack of intelligence, you called the dog the name they named it after you.
What?
They literally named the dog CJ.
What?
Corey Jr. Dummy. But I'm the simp. Really? So when you was on the road, you driving, you working, you thinking everything good at your house, come to find out, yeah, on that farm there were tunnels. Tunnels that led straight into the bedroom. And it's real funny how you don't believe in, he didn't believe in marriage. He didn't believe in marriage. Don't believe in marriage. Okay. So if you never believed in marriage, why was you going to propose to her?
Mm.
But she said no. And then you going to pick her birthday to try to propose. She said no. Now all of a sudden, oh, I don't believe in marriage. They need to change the rules of marriage. No, what? And I'm not a doctor or anything like that. You know, my opinion. This is my opinion. This is why you feel the way you feel. And this is why you treat people the way you treat them. You feel like you jilted. My brother stopped being your friend and being G-Man's friend. Who holds on to that shit for like 8 years? After 8 years, you're going to get the realization, oh, I think I'm going to move on from that. So why would you hold on to it? And secondly, what did you do? Because you had to have done something. But instead of him taking accountability for the bullshit that him, Trumpet Boy, a.k.a. Marcus Stinson, and what's the other one? Keith McElwain. So you sit here and you don't want to take no accountability, and all you want is yes men around you. So now, I mean, I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to him because he's gonna see this. And all I'm gonna say is, keep my family out your fucking mouth. That's all I want you to do. Keep out. You got a free pass because my mom said don't fuck with you. Donatella said don't fuck with you. Cheesecake said don't fuck with you. But it's a breaking point. And the breaking point is you coming for us. Just let it go. That's all you had to do. Let it go. But then you hide behind Facebook. You hide behind stereo. You don't talk that shit on TikTok. But you gonna manufacture while you sit there in your fucking truck, while you watching fucking porn, you thinking of us to create a lie.
Okay.
About us. Gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, every other week, you talking about us. Why? You are so, and that's the crazy thing, you are so fucking protected. You just don't understand. But there's gonna come a point. It's gonna come a point to where the protection you got, you're gonna lose all that shit. Starting tonight. I got a story for you. Story time with the Petty Podcaster. That's me. There was a day. Me and this clown was on the phone. He bitching and complaining. Oh, my lady won't give me none. My lady said her period on for 30 days. Have you ever heard of a woman's period being on for 60 days? I ain't heard of shit like that, but hey, I don't know. I don't care. I can see why your uncle, Randy, cheated on your Aunt Clara. That's not genetics. That's not what that is. Obviously, there's a lack of attraction for you. At least that's what I think. You know what I'm saying? And for Clara to see the shit, or Brandy to see the shit that was posted about my son, and nobody in Keithan, and nobody reach out to you, reach out to the dummy and tell them to take the shit now. So now, you're a casualty. You're going to be a casualty. Just like Brandy, did you know that Corey said that you trapped her? You trapped him? See, he ain't want no baby. You know what I'm saying? It's a trap. So this is the nigga that you lay up with whole time. That man don't respect you. That man has talked shit about you to me. He said, if something happened to him today, you have no access to nothing. That is the respect he got for you. Because he says, you're like your dad. You're not good with money. But that's all I got for tonight. I'll have more next week. I'm also going to say, this was what?
Powered by Riverside FM.
Exactly. That's all. I'm going to go light tonight. I'll go heavier next week. But what we got going on next week is season two premiere of Three Voices, One Mic.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be a guest on that show, even though I'm on both. I'm also going to play guests also. So you know what I'm saying?
So we got a Melanie in there.
Yep. Yep, E. Reed.
not serving diet tea.
That's the thing. He gonna respond regardless if we say nothing or not. If we say anything or not. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, me and G Man ain't said nothing about them, and they've been talking about us for what? Exactly. We're gonna decade.
Exactly.
That's the crazy. The crazy part about all this is when this narrative is being told that I stopped being their friend to be his friend. It was already friends. It's just that, you know, they did what they did. We just start comparing stories that was being told about us one day, and lo and behold, what do you know? We know about things that we shouldn't know about each other.
That's right.
We just, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one more thing. And Keith and all, I also should know that your mom and dad pay your rent. I shouldn't know that either, but I know it. That's Keithan McElwain, McIlwain.
You know what's crazy is I don't even know how to spell it.
Say what?
You know what's crazy is I don't even know how to spell it. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I learned something new tonight.
Yeah, because, you know, we're tailors. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is.
You may look so confused right now.
Say what?
Say, G-Man looks so confused right now. Like,
no, look, I'm in that. Look, that message, the message that came up, not serving diet tea. I was like,
yeah, because I mean, it's a little light. It's a little light. That's light. That's
yeah, light. Not serving diet tea. I was like, oh, okay, I like that. You know,
I'll go heavy next week. It's gonna have a lot of sugar in it. It's gonna be real thick. Pause.
You need some candy? Well, yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy.
A damn mace.
A damn mace. Something else, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, mace is true.
What you did, killer.
Hey. I'm just saying.
Hmm.
Is there anything else I wanted to say?
It'll be an interesting week.
I'm pretty sure there was something else I wanted to say.
So we're doing that joint podcast. Yes, you said next Saturday.
Next Saturday night.
At 9 o'clock.
Stereo.
Mm-hmm. On Stereo.
Yeah. But we'll be live on here at 7.
Yeah.
But that'll probably only be like a 30-minute show because we like went over. So, but we might as well take the next 8 minutes and then make it an hour tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's already 52, so we might as well.
I ain't going to probably take the rest of it.
You button up.
Here we go.
Oh, I ain't have nothing to bring. I was just doing it.
You got nothing?
Look,
I just want to add something to everything, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
man. See, when I wear other stuff, then you get the regular,
what's that?
Regular dry.
Oh.
You know how you have hoodie Carmelo?
Hoodie Mellow.
Hoodie Mellow. So now you're gonna get hoodie dry. And each show I'm gonna drop something on here.
That's crazy, killer. That's crazy.
Just saying.
Made some rounds there.
Yeah, I ain't done yet.
Yeah.
I ain't done yet. A lot more to say.
I don't think everybody else know. I mean, I don't know. It's one of them deals. Like, you know, you can't, you know, you can't be talking about people, and sometimes there's other people that become casualties, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I guess they really not casualties. They was talking to. So.
But I feel like this.
I don't know.
When you cross the line and you talked about, You know what I'm saying? You go on Facebook and you put stuff out about my son and his mom, stuff like that. And then you come for me, and then you come in, but you know what I'm saying? People around me, and I'm like, for what? For what? But at the end of the day, you text me that you was going, you wanted to give me a special visit. Pause. But you never showed up. I'm not finna chase you now. You got the problem with me. So, I mean, that's the thing. But then you can get on stereo and act like, well, you know, they know how I am, how I run. I ain't never seen you run up on nobody. Nigga, I ain't never seen you run. So how you gonna run up on somebody? You're fat. You stink. You gonna catch somebody, nigga? Who you gonna run up on? Come on now. Come on now. Just like on the color purple. You're fat. You're ugly. Your breath stink. Oh. You know, like I said, he only did the, he only came for us yesterday because of what Ro said. He gonna come for us anyway, but Ro gave him a reason when Ro said that his life is insignificant. You know what I'm saying?
He's, dang.
Yeah. I think he came for G-Man too, because G-Man said he was the juice at the bottom of the trash can. Somebody was the juice at the bottom of the trash can. I don't know which one it was, but it was one of them. I'm just saying.
And then look at it, because you was like, you know, it's like, you know how the bend is like this.
Bend is like that, yeah. Then when you dump it, what comes out? What comes out? What does it do when you turn it over?
It's the leftovers.
Everything dumps out. Well, what's left in there? Oh, you talking about the juice? I said, God damn.
A little bit of juice.
Yeah. That's, I was crazy, that was oozing out his damn nose and mouth when he had that fucked up ass tooth in his mouth. Just
okay.
So I guess I made that up too. Yeah. That means Brandy lied when she told Clara, and Clara told Mom. Said that man was taking multiple showers a day and still smelled like ass. But then let him tell it. He can fuck everybody. Dude, you lying. You only been with people. You only been with three people, and one of them looked like Mr. Ed. He ain't never said, whenever he tell that story about the cowgirl, he never say what she looked like. Like, we don't know what she looked like. Come on now. We know what she looked like. Why did Tina look like she was smoking meth before she started smoking meth? So now she don't look no different.
That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up to say that somebody look like an after and an after finish and an after picture. That's fucked up, dog. That's fucked up.
So she don't? Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know what she look like.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I haven't seen her. Huh?
I hadn't seen her.
You talking about back in the day?
No, yeah, back in the day, and then that picture that we saw.
Oh, that picture. I mean, depends on the angle of the phone when it was.
No, from all angles. From all angles, she like she eats hay and red apples. I'm just saying.
I mean, hey,
y'all know anybody that's tried to cheat but never consummate, but always get caught.
God. Look, who told me that in the little part of my head? It's swimming.
One last thing.
She said somebody laundry.
One last thing, because the hour, like, we about to go over the hour.
Yeah.
Who y'all know married, they jump off. But when I was married, jump off. But the jump off only married him for his last name. Like a whole clout. It don't.
It's the look away.
Y'all, I know a person, when they asked her, well, why'd you name her Asia? Because we named her after a country, not a continent.
Yo.
Huh? I'm just saying.
I forgot about that.
I'm just saying.
Cross the line, sir. Crossing the line.
I ain't crossed nothing yet until I cut these clips and put them on TikTok. Like that dummy said, tickamus, tuckamus. Nigga, say TikTok. You can say it on stereo. Ain't nobody finna do nothing to you. You ain't got but like 30 people that come watch your lives anyway. He had like he have a full room on TikTok. No, you don't. No, you don't. Talk about you. I don't know if I can say it on here, but I'm going to say tickety-tockety. Shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Shut up. Say TikTok, man. You good. You ain't hurt nobody. Ain't nobody paying you no attention no way. If y'all listen to him, he tell on himself every time because he'd be like, hey, if you only have 13 people to come to your lives, it's okay. Yeah, because your ass ain't got but 13 people that come to your lives. So when he streamed to TikTok, he only named 3 people from TikTok that's in the room. That's why he said, yeah, I think I'm going to go heavy into gaming. Because podcasting is not your thing. It's not. Anybody can drink a Pepsi when you don't see it. Drinking and go, that's a good drink. I'm drinking that banana cognac. Shut up. You're drinking a goddamn Diet Pepsi. Shut up. He the same dude that said, man, I'm on my weight loss journey. I done got down to 230 pounds. 2 weeks later, this nigga said, I'm 288 pounds. I said, all right, Oprah. Weight fluctuating, huh? Said, who the fuck drinks banana cognac?
Yeah.
Coltrane, a.k.a. Big Hood, a.k.a. the biggest fat loser. What else you want to call him? Mister. Stop lying. Can't stop. Won't stop. That's who that is. Tell the truth. I can't. Why?
Y'all, look, I'm...
Let me get off here. We went over an hour and 4 minutes. All right, y'all. Let's get serious. All right. Let me reel it back in. I took us too far over. All right. I want to thank everyone that's listening. Like I said, We will be back on 7 o'clock next Saturday. Next Saturday night, 9 p.m. we'll be on stereo. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna say probably about 11:30. You should be able to hear it on all podcast platforms. Y'all got anything? You got nothing?
I got none.
Okay. All right, I got one more thing, and then we can go ahead and close it out. It's there. I'm going to need Keith and Mom and Dad to stop looking out the window whenever my brother come home and going back telling Keith and close your window, close your blinds. You ain't got to be in everybody's business. Come on, you got to be in everybody's business.
Peace, y'all.
Like, seriously. We all know, Clarence, we all know Keith and not your son.
Woo!
You scratch face, but that's the truth.
So lie to kids.
It's gonna be phone calls galore.
I don't give a... Okay, paternity.
Damn, my head.
His real daddy worked second shift at the bleachery. In the dye house. I don't fucking know.
Hey,
bleachery. I never heard of the bleachery. That's the first thing that came to my mind was dye house. I don't know.
Lord, help me. Peace, y'all. I gotta go, man.
All right, I'm out. All right, y'all. Appreciate it. Bro, I'll talk to you later. G-Man, I'll talk to you later.
God, my head hurt.